Dog Tales, number 13. A Tale from Egan Mountain. George and his brother, well, his brother-in-law, who was Silas King, they went out coon hunting way back around Egan, Tennessee. They had this old dog that they hadn't taken out for quite a while. It was getting quite old and getting kind of senile and not getting around too well. They'd about run the other dogs to death over the weekend, and so they decided to give them a rest and take this old hound out once more. The old dog took off. You know, he'd been penned up for a long time, and he was eager to take off with his slow, low bay. And then he treed. Boy, by the way, he was carrying on. It sounded like it must be an awful big coon. Well, they got there. He hadn't treed a coon. He'd hold up an old wild boar under the clift. They were pretty ticked off with that old dog for the false alarm, but they thought they'd have a little fun. So they each got them a stick, and they poked around at that wild boar, and he grunted and dodged this way and that, and then he finally broke and ran right between George's legs, turning him a flip. Didn't hurt him none, though. The old dog was still standing there barking. They shut him up and sicked him out again, because they wanted them a coon. And so this dog, why, he treed again, and when they come up, blamed if he hadn't got that same old boar cornered again. They punched the boar out with their sticks, and it broke and ran right between George's two legs again. Turned George a flip. He was getting mad, but this time, I want you to know that the old dog treed that boar a third time that night. So they never did take him out coon hunting again. This tale was collected from Etta Bolton Gully of Clairfield, Tennessee, in 1979. Etta heard this story from George Malicott of Egan, Tennessee, about 1960. You can buy either digital or hard copy of Dog Tales from Amazon or from iBooks. Just look for Dog Tales by John Ramsey. You will find the spelling of my name and the links on the homepage for these podcasts. Thank you.